Got it, Rex.
Oh, g'day, mate. It's Gavin De La Vera calling. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. That's Tony, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Where did we end up with my car down there?
I'd have to grab Warwick. He was the last one that touched it. I don't know where he is. Can I get him to call you back in like 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. Did you end up doing the brakes or not?
The brakes, I think we said to pull the pin on it because there's too many... Oh, I think that it's done in gasket or something like that, is what he said. Yeah, so we can put the brakes on there if you want, but it's a little bit of a waste because you can't really use them. Are they race pads that you supplied, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they're street race ones. They're not the full race ones.
Yeah. So you'll need rotors anyway. The rotors are hammered.
So go ahead and do that. We'll sort the rest of the car out. I'm not too fussed.
Okay, you happy for us to smash them on there?
Yeah, just throw them on. Rotors.
Yeah, it's done. Easy. We'll put the brakes on there for you. We were trying to avoid doing any extras, obviously.
No, that's cool.
You know, the other costs involved. If you're happy for us to put the brakes on, we can do that for you.
Yeah, and just get Warwick to give me a ring to give me an update on the other stuff, all right?
Yeah, all good. And then with the rotors, do you want us to put, like, T3 slotted rotors?
They're slotted ones? Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Done. Easy. We'll get that sorted for you.
Yeah, so then that'll be a this afternoon pickup, yeah?
Yeah. If you want to come drive the car maybe 4:30 somewhere?
Yeah, no problem. That'll work. All right?
Done. Easy.
Just get Warwick to give me a ring when he can.
Yeah, all good. He's walking in now. Just see if he's free. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, mate. I managed to get on to, what's his name? Fucking
Henry.
Henry, yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I got a long and defensive interchange, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I messaged him because they said he was in Thailand. I'm like, oh, well, he's on my on our Facebook group for the work thing. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll just message him and see.
Yeah.
So I've got this car here. This is what it's doing. This is the report we're giving. And hang on, I'll tell you exactly what he said. I'll bring it up here. It goes... he tried to call me on Facebook Messenger, and I said, oh, sorry, I'm on the dyno. And he goes, okay, before you call me, give me a ring, a friend of a friend, but the car's causing problems. I'm disappointed. I'm like, cool. And then I wrote back to him, I'm just going to pass on the diagnosis. It's pushing water. The guys have re-bled it, and it pushes water out under boost. The engine needs to be fixed. We can't help it out at the moment. And he goes, that is not the issue. The car was given to him in June with no issues and no rego. He changed the clutch system himself. Who knows if it's bled properly? I haven't seen the car since June, and it drove back from Keysborough to Ballarat, no issues. And now this problem surfaces. I'm like, I said to him, I don't really care. I said, we're not getting involved. I said, we're just going to give the report and you can deal with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's exactly right. But it went from Keysborough to Ballarat with a faulty clutch, and I drove it back, and it meant I had to drive it super cautiously.
Yeah, you know.
And then it sat in the shed until, like, we got the clutch off you guys. We put the clutch in.
Yes.
You know, took it for,
like,
a couple of runs.
He knows. Like, he's not stupid. Like, he's
not stupid, mate.
He's like, the more he's talking here, the worse it's getting, because, like, he's talking to people that know these cars in and out. Like,
yeah.
You can't just say, well, it has no problems going from Keysborough to Ballarat. I've had guys go from Ballarat to here for a tune, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It means nothing. Yeah.
No, he's actually really disappointed me. His last message to me, Gavin, you've taken it to a shop that is the most expensive and ridiculous in Victoria. I can't explain to you anything else. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
I just said, mate, I'll talk to you when you're back, because I took you at your word. You said it was a solid car, and it's not.
Mm.
Simple. I just see things in black and white, you know?
Yeah, man. Like, you just look through the noise, like all the bullshit he's saying here, and I'm like, my God, I've heard it all the time, because they're trying to like sort of massage it, and then sort of divert your attention away from everything that's actually happening. But it doesn't change the fact the car's fucked. Do you know what I mean? Oh my God. So the last thing we said to him was, we're just going to give a report and you can deal with it as you please.
Yeah, so I really see, I separate these two things. So just so you understand, right, we run a fleet of trucks, heavy trucks, and we're dealing with maintenance issues all the time. This thing was just a little bit of fun for me and my sons to muck around with. It wasn't meant to be a head fuck, right?
Yeah.
And really, we were going to buy something that was already wrecked and fix it. And then this thing came up through somebody that I said worked for us. And that's how we got in touch with Henry and, you know. So I'm going to separate it into two things. I'm going to say, you're going to give me a report and we're going to fix it and I'll sort the financial stuff out with Henry separately. Because I'm not getting touched up on it.
No. I wouldn't get him to fix it. Like,
I don't trust.
No. That's going to be a brothel in there. Like that'll be no good. The rest of the report on the car, I suppose you can use for that, you know, maintenance side of things. Like if you're going to go fix it and that sort of stuff. The rest of the cars, okay. Like you plan to do track days and that sort of stuff in it.
Yeah. That's all we bought it for.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So there's like obviously suspension and braking and that sort of stuff we can look at later. But yeah, the underlying thing would be the mechanical, making sure it's safe engine-wise. And then running it on low power at first. And then
yeah, that's
sure
all we're going to like to.
Yeah, go ahead and try and get the
what I'm planning to do from here, I said to Tony, just throw those pads in and replace the rotors because I don't want to be driving on shit pads anyway. They're just about, they're done, right?
Yeah.
And they're like a street track pad, so they're not a hardcore pad.
Yeah.
We're going to bring that car back here, and then we'll either pull the engine out and bring it back to you, or buy another engine, or do whatever. Like, we'll fuck around with it. It's meant to be a toy, a tinker car.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
I just don't like it, honestly.
No, man. Like, yeah, it's pretty disappointing.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know, I've got like 9 cars. It's not like I needed it and I'm like desperate to get it on the road.
Yeah.
It's just the dishonesty. If you just said, Gav, there's this car here, you're looking for a project and, you know, I'm not sure about it. You might have some dramas, but hey.
But it's priced appropriately.
Yeah. He didn't do that. He said, here's a rock solid car. You can put it on the track tomorrow. In fact, I've got it in his text that he just sent me yesterday. You can put it on the track. You can take it. You can flog it. It's fucking solid.
Yeah, well, okay.
No. He just wanted the money because he was desperate.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to have that
anyway,
report for
you.
Anyway,
I'll see you like about 4 o'clock today.
Sounds good. Yeah, no problem, mate. It led up okay last night, so the guys will get your pads and rotors done for you, and then we'll go.
Yeah, just do that, and we'll just sort of keep it off boost and get it back home and
sounds go good
from there. All right?
Awesome, mate. Speak to you a little later.
Thank you. See you. No worries. Bye.